Cuomo, answering a question from reporters in the Bronx, gave his strongest statements to date in the 2016 election cycle to back Democratic candidates for the state Senate.
I'm a Democrat. I will support Democratic candidates in these elections. First election is Hillary Clinton. I've been supporting her from day one. I worked in the Clinton administration, and I'm going to support Democrats for the Assembly and for the Senate.
The remarks come a day after the governor avoided a similar question from reporters in Niagara Falls with this answer.
Too early for any political conversation about that. Right now, we have a Democratic convention coming up for Hillary Clinton, and that's what I'm focused on.
Cuomo's initial remarks drew criticism from the state's Working Families Party. They said in a statement that on the same day that Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton joined together in unity, Governor Cuomo couldn't bring himself to support his own party. The governor back in 2014 promised the Working Families Party that he would work to help Democrats regain the state Senate. In exchange, the minor party endorsed him. But Working Families members and other progressives were disappointed with what they said was the governor's near-zero effort to actually help their candidates. Cuomo has a close relationship with the Republicans who lead the state Senate, and he's also friendly with a group of five breakaway Democrats who have at times lent their votes to keep the GOP in power. Cuomo explained the difference in his answer from Tuesday to Wednesday, saying he was actually referring to the breakaway Democrats and what they might do if the regular Democrats won more seats. The breakaway Democrats said in 2014 that they would join with the other Democrats if they won the majority, but they have not made a similar pledge this year. Cuomo also offered a defense of his close working relationship with Republicans in the Senate.
Do I work with Republicans? Yes, I do. Because if I didn't work with Republicans in this state, we would get nothing done.
The campaign strategist for the Senate Democrats, Senator Mike Gianaris, says he's happy that the governor is now saying that he's supportive of Democratic candidates.
We certainly look forward to any support that we can get from the governor. He's the head of our party in the state, and we look forward to not only working with him towards success in November, but working with him when we're in the majority come January.
But Senator Gianaris is taking the governor's remarks with a grain of salt.
We've gone through several cycles now where we know to prepare for the circumstance where we have to take care of ourselves and have the support that we generate ourselves, and then hope for additional help. And sometimes it's been forthcoming and sometimes not so much.
But he credits Cuomo for endorsing the Democrat Todd Kominsky in his successful effort in a special election to replace former Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos. Skelos is facing prison time for corruption convictions. A spokesman for the Senate Republicans, Scott Reif, said in a statement that the GOP is confident that they're going to keep and grow their majority in the Senate, and he says that's because Senate Republicans are focused on key issues like taxes and school quality. In 2014, Cuomo was challenged in a Democratic primary by Fordham Law School professor Zephyr Teachout. The Vermont native, a virtual unknown, won one-third of total Democratic votes in that primary. Teachout is now running for Congress as the Democratic candidate in a district that stretches up and down eastern upstate New York. The governor was asked whether he backs Teachout's candidacy. He said yes, but he did not exactly offer a ringing endorsement.
I will support the Democratic nominee and for Congress in that district.
Cuomo also never mentioned Teachout's name. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.